ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We're starting Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara is in the midst of the discussion of the exact criteria to be included in the list of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. On Daf Nun Vav, the Gemara made a list of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and they did not include Rish Lakish's halacha of Daf Nun Ches. Rish Lakish said, So he has a lav and has a rosin zui misasan, so it should be included in the Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach. Why on the list of Nafkan Vav did we not include Shabbos? The Gemara said we only include things that are Shev al Taisa. For example, the Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach have halacha. You're not allowed to steal, you're not allowed to kill, you're not allowed to eat every manachai. We never have in the list of the Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach any mitzvahs that they have to do. Masha Inkin, the din of Ayyuzi Chavash Shabbos Chai Misa is telling us what he has to do. He has to go and be Mechal Shabbos, since he has to do something that's not fitting the criteria of the list, and therefore it's not included in the list of the Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach. So our daf starts off with the question of Dinim. Dinim is a Kumba Asay. It's something that you're supposed to do, and it's included in the Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach. The Gemara answers, no, kuma se v'shev al taisahu. In dinim, there is an aspect of shev al taisa also, and therefore, it could be in the list. Masha ain't came. Shabbos, that the entire din is to go and do a chil Shabbos, therefore we don't count you in the list. Now, the shaila is, what was the Gemara's question from dinim, and what's the Gemara's answer? We brought down in a previous year a very famous machloikis Rambam and the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of dinim is a din on the nation of Bnei Noach. The Am of Bnei Noach is mechuyah to Moshe Dayanim. They have to set up a court system. If they set up the court system, they did their hischayvus, they did their obligation. But the entire obligation is nothing more than setting up the system. However, the Ramban argues, the Ramban says that the din of dinim means that they have to keep the dinim. They have to keep all the halachas of paying up the halvas. They have to pay the workers on time. They can't cheat when they sell things. They can't do aina. So according to Ramban, it's on a practical day-to-day living, they have to keep all the halachas. And according to Rambam, it's nothing more than setting up the court system. Now, when we come to our sugya, according to Ramban, it's beautiful. The Mara's question was, dinim is a kumba say. Most of the dinim are things you have to positively do. You have to pay up your halvayas, you have to pay your workers. So, mainly, it's kumaseh. So, how are we listing it in the Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach? And the Gemara answers, there's definitely a lot of mitzvahs that are kumaseh. There's also Shev al Taisa. You're not allowed to cheat, etc. There's a lot of parts of dinim that you're not allowed to do. So, since there are parts you're allowed to do and parts that you're not allowed to do, so it's a kumaseh and a Shev al Taisa. Therefore, it's able to be in the list of the Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach. It's very clear the Shakla V'taya. However, according to the Rambam, that the entire mitzvah is to set up Dayanim, so the Gemara's question is very understandable. Dinim is a kumaseh. It's a din on the entire nation of Bnei Noach to set up Dayanim. The question is, what's the answer? Which aspect of Shev al Taisa is included in the mitzvah of Dinim according to the Rambam? Now, Rashi is very interesting. Before we answer the Rambam, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says that the aspect of a Shev al Taisa is Muzerhu Shaloi Lasais Ovel. There's Azhara on a Dayan not to do anything wrong, any misjudgment. Can't take a bribe, can't paskin wrongly, even if he knows that the answer is one way, he can't paskin the other way. Now that Isser is on the Dayan. Very interesting that Rashi's saying this. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah has nothing to do with Dayanus, it's day to day. Chayish and Mishpat had to live. You have to keep all the halachas. Rashi is for sure not like the Ramban. And seemingly, he's not like the Rambam either. According to the Rambam, we're not really referring to the Dayan. We're referring to the nation of Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach have to set up a court system. The Rambam goes so far as to say that the entire city of Shechem was Chayav Misa because they did not kill Shechem. Since they didn't judge Shechem, they weren't doing the halach of setting up a court system. Therefore, every person didn't do his halacha of setting up the system. Therefore, they're all mechayev misa. But it's hard to understand, according to the Rambam, that the entire mitzvah is setting up the system. What does it mean that the dayan can't do avil? Rashi seems to be referring to the dayan. That's not like the Rambam and not like the Ramban. So besides the question of how the Rambam is going to learn our answer, there's another question. How did Rashi learn the Din of Dinim? Now, Be'emes, the Lecha Mishnah already asked this question. Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Yedalev. He asked that according to the Rambam, how do we understand this that the Gemara calls Dinim Ashav Al Taisa? And the Lecha Mishnah's answer is very hard to understand. The Lecha Mishnah says, and I quote, the Hadayonim Atzman Ikebuhu Asei Lishpoy Desa'om V'Shev Al Taisa Dahainu Lehaz Hiron Shalo Yasu Ovel. The Sheva Al Taisa is that the Dayonim are warning the nation, they're in charge, to make sure that Lo Yasu Ovel, that the people don't do any Averis. So the Sheva Al Taisa is because the Dayonim are warning people that they should refrain from doing Averis. So the question is, and Rav Shach asked this Kasha, and the Avi Ezri over there in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes Halacha Yudalid, that there's no real Sheva Al Taisa here. If the mitzvah is talking to the Dayonim, the Yonim have to go and tell the people what to do. They're being mazed the people not to do Avil. So where exactly is the Sheva Al Taisa? So Rav Shach doesn't really understand the Lecha Mishnah. So Rav Shach goes on to say a tremendous chiddush. This would answer Rashi and the Rambam. Rav Shach says the mitzvah is not to be Moshev Dayonim. The essence of the mitzvah is actually to dan every person. Every person in the Bnei Noach that sees someone doing one of the Zayim mitzvah Bnei Noach have a mitzvah to dan him, judge him and kill him. That's the mitzvah of the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, that they should judge every one of their friends that's over on the other six of the mitzvahs Bnei Noach. However, it's not so practical. So the Chazal set up that the way they should do it is they should set up a bezdin. If the Bnei Noach set up a bezdin and they ensure that anyone that's over on the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach will be taken care of, so they're mekayim their din of judging all their fellow Bnei Noachs. But the actuality of the mitzvah is that they have to judge. All the Bezdin is, all the court's doing is acting on their behalf. If they set up such a system, then they're taking care of their halacha of making sure that anyone that's over on the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach is going to get punished. Therefore, Rav Shach says, it's very good our Gemara. Because if each person has a halacha that they have to judge, so it's very understandable exactly what Rashi says. Shelo yasu ovel b'mishpat. They have to judge, which is a positive din, to judge or set up judges on their behalf. But they also have to make sure not to judge improperly. Since they have a mitzvah to judge, therefore it's very good what Rashi says, that they can't judge improperly. And even the Rambam, that sounds like the mitzvah is l'hayshiv deyonim, Rav Shach wants to say, he really means the mitzvah is to actually judge each ben oich by himself. L'hayshiv deyonim is just the eitzah, the practical way of each person judging. It's not going to be so practical if every person goes around killing each other. So the practical way of being mekayim the mitzvah of dinim is by setting up dayanim. But it's very appropriate to say that it's a sheval taisa because there's an aspect of l'yasu avu b'mishpat. Since they have to judge, they have to be careful. There's ashara on them. They shouldn't judge improperly. So with that, he's explaining the Rambam and Rashi, and it's coming out that Rashi is like the Rambam. It's interesting. The Lecha Mishnah says that Rashi is like the Ramban. But Rav Shach comes out that from Rashi and our sugya, that Rashi is calling it a Sheva Al Taisa, L'yasa Avol B'Mishpat, it's like the Rambam, because according to the Ramban, it's very simple, the Sheva Al Taisa. The Sheva Al Taisa is, don't cheat your friend. Don't be over on any Isser in the Hilchus Mamanus, in Hilchus Chayshim Mishpat. If Rashi had to go to L'yasa Avol B'Mishpat, it would sound more like the Rambam. We were asking, even according to the Rambam, we're not really talking to the Dayanim, we're talking to the Bnei Noach to set up the Dayanim. So that's the Teretz of Shach, that even the Rambam doesn't really mean the mitzvah is to set up the Dayanim, really the mitzvah is to judge, and just setting up the Dayanim is the practical way of being Mekayim your din. Now we'll continue on with the next Gemara. Amar Rav Yechanan, Eved Kechavim Sha'isik Batayra Chayav Misa. A guy that learns Torah is Chayav Misa. Gemara says either it's Mitam Gezel or Mitam Naira Murasa. Now, we brought this down in the last year, but it's g'day to recap quickly. The Rambam paskins that by Shabbos and Torah, you do not get Misa. Even though the Gemara says Misa, it means you're Chayev Misa, but you're not Nerag. Similar to a din Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Kesem Mishnah asks that our Gemara says that it's similar to Gezel and Naya Marasa, and those are things that you do get Misa on. So the Kesem Mishnah says that the Rambam would learn this Gemara as just an Asmachta Ba'alma. Now, when the Torah says, Torah Sivu Lodom Moshe, May Rasha, the entire drasha of Lone Merasha, Lehem, or Merasha, the Lashon of Nai Merasha, those are all Asmachta, it's not a real drasha, and you're Chayim Misa Deshemayim, but you're not, you don't really have a Ashara to be Chayim Misa in Bezdin practically. The Lech Mishnah said, how did Rambam know to learn the Gemara Lav Dafka? Who said that the Gemara of Shabbos and Torah doesn't mean a Chayim Misa B'day Adam? Lech Mishnah says that Rambam was bothered by Tosis Kash at the end of the Yomid. We have a klal, Lekha Midim, the Yisrael Shari, Lebenayach is Aser. There's nothing that for Yisrael is Mutter, and for Benayach you get killed. So Tosis asks that by Shabbos and Torah, those are things that Yisrael is not Muzer on. Adarabba, Yisrael is supposed to keep Shabbos and supposed to learn Torah, and still we're saying Yechayiv Misa. So Rambam was bothered by this question, and therefore the Rambam came up with an innovative answer. That the Gemara does not mean Chiv Misa B'day Adam. Flop Dafka the Gemara. The Gemara just means Yechayim Misa B'day Shemayim. And you're not really Chayim Misa like the other Zayim Mitzvah B'day Neach. Because of this klal, there's no thing that Yisrael is mutter on. Actually over here he's muzer to do. And we'll say that B'day Neach gets killed. To be Chayim Misa B'day Shemayim we could have. Because the klal is talking about Misa B'day Adam. But you can't have Misa B'day Adam. Now, what are the guidelines of this halacha of a goy that's Isaac B'Torah's Chayim Misa? Are there any eifanim that a goy is allowed to learn Torah? There's a fascinating halachic discussion in the Poskim. It's all based on a mashah in Shabbos, Aflam and Aleph, and Aleph. The Gemara brings down the famous story, all the Gerim that came to Shammai, and he didn't want to be Megayah them, and then they went to Hillel, and he was Megayah them. One of the cases over there is that a goy heard about the glory of the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, and he wanted to be Megayer so that he could become the Kohen Gadol. So Shammai threw him out of the house. Hillel, however, the Lashon HaGemara is Gairei, he was Megayer him. Subsequently, he learned the Pasuk that a Ger can't be a Kohen Gadol, and he came running to Shammai and Hillel. Is it true that a Ger can't become a Kohen Gadol? They told him, you can't be a Kohen Gadol. He accepted it, and he stayed with his Geras, even though he wasn't a Kohen Gadol. That's the story in the Gemara. The Mashal asks the obvious question, there's a Gemara in Yevamos, in other places, that if you're Megayer, Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim, then it's not a good Geiris. The Gemara gives an example. Someone's Megayer for the Shulchan Melachim. He wants to be part of the glory of Shlomo HaMelech's kingdom. The Gemara says that's not good, a good Geiris. A Geiris has to be totally because you want to be a Jew. If you have any ulterior motives, it's not a good Geiris. So the Mashal asks, how could Hillel be Megayah someone that only wants to be a Kohen Gadol, only wants to be Megayah because he wants to be a Kohen Gadol? That's similar to someone that's being Megayah to be part of the Shulchan Melachim. So Mashal says that we have to say, Adoichik, we have to say that Hillel wasn't actually Megayah. Even though the Gemara says Gairei, it just means they started the procedure of Geiris. But now the question is, the Mashal asks, that the Gemara goes on that Hillel told him that if you want to be the Kohen Gadol, you got to learn the parashas about Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says, Halach v'kara. He went and he started learning. Kivin she'igia, he came to the pasuk v'azor akarav yumas, that Azor can't do avoida. He went to Hillel and he asked him, Amale mikrazu al minemar. Who is this pasuk referring to? And Hillel told him, Amale afilu al David melech Yisrael. Even David can't be a Kohen Gadol. And also, he said, Gerek HaVachayim Ba'atzmai, if even Yisrael, even David HaMelech can't be a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol, for sure, a Ger can't be. The question is, the Mashal asks, if he wasn't Megayer him yet, so how is he allowed to teach him Torah? How is Hillel allowed to explain him the Pasuk of Izar Kar of Yumas? So the Mashal is Mechiyach, a tremendous Yisoid, it's Mucha from this Gemara, that you're allowed to teach Torah if it's Amanas Legayer. If the entire reason you're teaching him Torah is because he wants to be a Yid, and to be a Yid you have to know Torah, you're allowed to teach Torah in such an oifen. Now we have to remember the only reason that the Mashal has a right to bring his Raya is because he's learning the Gemara that Gairi is Lav Dafka because of his first question. The first question was that he's only being Megayer for Shulchan Malachim. He's only being Megayer to become a Kohen Gadol. So Elamai, Mashal proves, Gairi doesn't mean real Gairis, it just means he started the procedure. Aye, how are you allowed to teach him Torah? So he's Mechiyach, that you're allowed to teach someone Torah, but someone else to be Megayer. Rav Akiva Eger, in a Tshuva Mem Aleph, argues on the Mashal. The Shoyal asked him the following question. The Shoyal was in a city that it was usher, that it was illegal from the government to be Megayer. So he couldn't be Megayer in this city. So he's going to go to a different city when he has a chance to be Megayer. He wanted to know, is he allowed to learn Torah right now? Right now he's in a situation that he wants to be Megayer, but he can't do the Geiris. So is he allowed to learn Torah? This was the question. Actually, the Rav asking about the person that was being Megayer, is the Geir allowed to learn Torah? So Kivayegah brings down this Masha that seems to say that any learning that's all because you want to become a Geir is permitted. However, he argues, he says, I have a first Taisvah, it's not like this Masha. Taisvah asked the Masha's first question. Masha's first question was, how is Hillel allowed to be Megayer? This person, he's only doing it for Kavod, he's only doing it to become the Kohen Gadol. Why is it different than Shulchan Malachim? But Kivayegah says, Taisvah already asked this question. Taisvah in Yevamos, Daf Chav Dalet, asked this question. And Taisus answers that Hillel knew, he recognized in this person, that he's going to be Megayer Lebesayf. At the end of the day, he's going to be Megayer L'Shem Shemayim. So even though he's only doing it to be a Kohen Gadol, Hillel was able to read through him, he understood him, and he figured it's never going to be a case of a person being Megayer Shalai L'Shma, because at the end of the day, he's going to be Megayer L'Shma. So Kivayegah says two steps. First of all, he says, you lost the whole raya of the Mashah. The whole raya that you're allowed to teach someone Torah, if he's going to be Megayer, was all based, all predicated on the fact that the Mashah is understanding that Gairi is Lav Dafka. If you learn that Gairi is Dafka, like Taisvis and Yevamos is able to, so you lost the raya of the Mashah. So you definitely don't have a raya to the Mashah's Chiddush. That's the first step of Rabbi Kivayegah. And then he goes on to say another step. From the fact that Taisvis didn't learn like the Mashah, why didn't they say the Mashah's Eitzah? Why don't we say that Gairi doesn't mean Gairi? It just means they started the process, and there's a heter to teach someone Torah if it's part of the process of being Megayer. From that, Rabbi Kivayegah wants to infer that you see the Mashah's wrong. Not only do you not have a raya to the Mashah based on this Taisvah, Adarabah, Rabbi Kivayegah says, from this Taisvah's a raya that Taisvah argues in the Mashah and holds you're not allowed to learn Torah even if it's to do a Geiris. But then he burns, he says, maybe you could get out of this. Raya, not like the Mashah. It could be Taisus held the word Gairi is not Mashman like the Mashah. Mashah is saying a tremendous Daichik. He's saying Gairi doesn't mean the actual Geiris. It means they start out of the procedure. So it could be Taisus agrees to the Lomdus of the Mashah. He just holds it doesn't fit into the Gemara. So you don't have a Raya, not like the Mashah, but you still lost the Raya of the Mashah. So Mashah has no Raya. So Gregor Paskins, you are not allowed to learn Torah, even if you're learning the Torah in order to be Mekabel Geiris. Ramesha and Igris Mesha and Yeredeya, Chayel Gimel, Simit Zadi, was brought up to Shiloh. The Shiloh came up to him, are you allowed, a goy allowed to learn Amanas Lagaya? So Ramesha says there are many Gemaras that a goy is allowed to learn. The standard Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Zayin, when it's explaining how you do a Geiris, it says you tell him, Kalim Lechamurim. We want him to know what he's getting into. If a Geir comes and says, I want to do all the mitzvahs. I don't know what they are. So it happens to be, he brings down a Gemara that for the Yeved, it would work, but l'chatchila, you're supposed to teach him kalim v'chamurim. You should have a feel for it. We want to know if he really knows what he's getting into, so you teach him some halachas. So Ramesh says, it's pretty obvious. You're allowed to teach halachas to a guy that's a manas guy. So what's the machleikis to Kivayegah in the Mashah? So Ramesh says, it must be the entire machleikis Kivayegah in the Mashah is all in a case where it's not going to be in that spot, and he means also in that time. It's not part of the process. If someone comes into Bezin to be Megayer, and you're sitting down to be Megayer, and it's for sure going to be a Geiris, and now you're going through the motions of teaching the halachas, that's part of the procedure, that's for sure mutter, that's not the machlokes of Kivayegah and the Mashah. The Kivayegah's case was that he wanted to learn the Torah, and subsequently, in a future time, when he's able, he'll sneak out of this country, and he'll be Megayer somewhere else. That might never come to fruition. So Kivayegah was nervous, maybe not allowed to teach someone Torah if it might never come to a Geiris. And also, in the Mashah's case, it's very similar. That's why Kivayegah and the Mashah are arguing. Mashah's case also, he was being Megayer Shalai Lishma, and we're not going like Taisus that Hillel knew he's Lishma. That's the Taisus Taisus. Mashah's not going with that. So Mashah is talking about a person that's learning the halachas, and he might come to Geiris, he might not come to Geiris. And the Mashah is saying that if you're doing it to be Megayer him, you're allowed to. So that's similar to Kivayegah's case. He might not come to Geiris, but if you're doing it, your intention is to promote the Geiris, then you're allowed to do it. So Kivayegah and the Mashah is a very local machlokes when you're teaching someone Torah, al menas into Megayer, in a case that might not come to fruition. But if it's for sure going to come to fruition, you're for sure allowed to teach him Torah. That's Ramesh's Pesach in Yeredeya, Chelek Gimel, Siman Tzadi. And I found another answer to the Mashal's question. The Mashal's second question was that, based on the way he's understanding the Gemara, we're talking about the Ger did not undergo a complete Geirus, and still, Hillel is teaching him Torah. How are you allowed to do that? He's Mechiach, you're allowed to teach him Torah, Manas Legayim. The Turi Evin in Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph, is bothered by a similar question. He says, throughout Shas, you find Goyim asking Tanoim questions, and the Tanoim answer them. How are you allowed to teach Torah to a Goy? What happened to the rule that a Goy, that's Eisiv Torah's Chayiv Misa, so any Jew, any Yid, that teaches him a Halacha, is really Ivan Lefneiver of one of the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. How are you allowed to do that? So Turi Evin says a tremendous Yisoy. He says that if you give permission to the Goy to learn Torah, then it's not Gezel. The Gemara says, in our Gemara, the Yisoy of a Goy, of the problem of a Goy learning Torah, is Torah Siva Lanu Maisha Meirasha, Lanu Meirasha, it's our Yerusha, it's our inheritance, it's not theirs. But if you allow him to learn, if you tell him Torah, because you allow him, you're giving him permission, there's no Isser for a Goy to learn Torah. Then he asks, what do you mean? It's a shutfus. It's not a personal Torah of that person. It's owned by a whole Klal Yisrael. So how could you go and give permission for everyone else? For example, he says, an example of his question would be, you have a partnership, 10 partners own a warehouse, and one of them lets someone use a thing in the warehouse. Obviously, it doesn't work. You can't have a shutif allowing for the whole Klal. So he says a tremendous chap. He says, really, there's no gzeila. Really, exactly usually means you're taking away something that I have, and now you have it and I don't have it. Over here, if you learn Torah, I still have my Torah. So the whole gzela is an interesting chiddush. The gzela is not that you're taking away from me. The gzela is more, the Turi Evin understands, that you're using it without permission. Therefore, if one shutif, if one member of Klal Yisrael allows a guy to learn Torah, the halacha is it's not gezel, and it's permitted for him to learn. Therefore, the Turi Evin says, it's understandable, all these Tanayim Amarayim that spoke to Goyim about Torah, that was permitted because they were giving Rishus. According to this, we have a new answer to the Mashal's Kasha. This that Hillel was allowed to teach this Goy Torah was based on this Klal, that if there's permission granted by one of the Tanayim Amarayim, then you're allowed to learn Torah. Now just a small recap, the Mashal had two questions. Tais is answering Mashal's first question, the Turi Evin is answering the second question. The first question was, how are you allowed to be Megayrus someone that's doing it with ulterior motives? Mashal answered, it wasn't a real Geirus. Tosis answers that Hillel knew that he was going to do it L'Shem Shemayim afterwards. On the second question of the Mashal, that how are you allowed to teach someone Torah? So according to Rekiv Eger, we never have that question because he was already Megayr. According to the Mashal, the answer is you're allowed to teach someone Torah if he's going to be Megayr, and you have a Teretz of the Turi Evin. If someone gives you permission, if you have a Shuz, so it's not Gezel. It's an obvious point that has to be spoken out. The Turi Evin himself speaks it out. There is a Manda Amar in the Gemara that seems to say that it's not Gezel, it's Nayar Marasa. So you wouldn't have this idea, this whole approach of the Turi Evin, that if someone gives you permission, it's not Gezel, would not apply to the Manda Amar that says that the Isser is based on Nayar Marasa. Now just one last thing in regards to the Turi Evin's point, that where exactly is the Gezel? So the Turi Evin seems to understand that it's not a Gezel because you're not taking away anything from somebody, so the entire Yisoyda Isser is that you used it without permission. The Hagos Yaivitz in the back of the Gemara says a tremendous chiddush. He says the gzela of a guy learning Torah is they're taking away our chidushim. Torah was given that every person is able to have his own chelik in Torah. The way you understand something is your Torah. The many Gemaras that it becomes Torah delay, it becomes your Torah when you have a chiddush. So when you go and teach Torah to a guy and he's going to learn Torah and have chidushim, that's where it's chal. He took away the chiddush. He took away the ability of a person to bring this idea into the world. So that's the gezel. The gezel is that he's going to have the chiddush instead of you. The Merem Yisada and Tziv says the same thing. It says the lashon haGemara is the akum she'oisik b'Torah. Oisik, he says, the lashon of coming up with chidushim. And that's the lashon of the Gemara. Asher yasa adam v'chai. Yasa means creating the Torah. All these creations and chidushim, that's the problem of Akum. He says there's no problem if a guy wants to learn quickly b'kiyus without any chidushim that would not have the Isser. The entire Isser is only when you're making chidushim. And it fits very well with what you just said from the Yaivitz. The gzela is that he's taking away the chidush from a yid. So if you say it like this, you lose the whole idea of the Turi Evin. But to Rebbe and saying it's not a real gzela because you're not taking away anything. Therefore, Rishus helps. That's all because he's understanding on the simplest form of gzela. Gzela means stealing, taking away. He says, over here, you're not really taking anything away. So it just means you don't have permission. If you get permission, you're good to go. According to the Ivids, there is something that you're taking away. The gezel that you chayev misa on, according to the Ivids, is you took away a chiddush from Yisrael. So it's not going to help if someone gives you rishus. Even if someone gives you permission, you're still practically taking away a chiddush from Yisrael. So this whole chiddush of the Tori Evan is going to be against the Havana of the Yavits. The Gemara continues, they bring down the halach of Remeir, minayin sha'afilu oibid keichavim va'isik b'tayir shehu kekayin gadol. A guy that learns Torah, we're very machshiv him, he's like a kohen gadol. The Gemara brings a pasuk. We just said, Rabbi Yechon said that the guy learns Torah is chayim misa. The Gemara answered, Sheva mitzvah sti too, it's good and appropriate if he learns, and we're machshiv any guy that learns the Sheva mitzvahs. Now, some mevu in the Gemara, they were treating him like a kohen gadol. That means he's getting schar. So the question is, why would a guy get schar for learning about his Sheva mitzvahs? If he does the Zayin Mitzvah, he gets Schar. I understand that. But we all know that if a guy shakes Lulav, he gets no Schar. He has no Mitzvah. There's nothing to it. There's no Chashivas to his Maisa. So learning Torah, you shouldn't get any Schar. Now, practically, he needs it to be able to do his Mitzvah. But to put it in perspective, this should be like if he shechs an animal, so he shouldn't be over Eivir Menachai. Would he get Schar for doing that? He gets Schar for the Mitzvah of Eivir Menachai. Practically, the only way to be yoytz the mitzvah of Eivir Menachai is to kill the animal. But you're not going to get schar for killing the animal. That would be like a heksha mitzvah to be able to do the mitzvah. So you get schar for doing the mitzvah. Everything else is just leading up to it. You shouldn't get schar. So if learning about how to keep the mitzvahs, if there's no mitzvah of learning Torah, he doesn't have a mitzvah of Vishnanta Muvanachai, he has no mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. So just a technicality, how to keep the mitzvah, there's no reason you should get schar. There's two mahalchim in this. Reb Shach, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perik Aleph, Alocha Aleph, he's coming to answer famous kasha on the Mechaber. Mechaber paskins that noshim, ladies, make birchas Torah. This is in Simon Mem Zayin, Sif Yudalad. The Mogen Avram brings down that the reason that noshim make birchas Torah is because they have to learn their halachas. Which means that since they're mechoyif to keep certain mitzvahs, Shabbos, Nida, etc. Therefore, they have to know these halachas to be able to keep it. The Beis Halevi asked the obvious question. You don't make a bracha on something that's not a mitzvah. And there's no mitzvah to learn Torah for Nashim. All they're doing is a practical hechatim to be able to keep the mitzvah. Similar to this that we asked, that a guy learning Torah is just a practical hechatim, and therefore he shouldn't get schar. So too, the Beis Halevi is asking in the Magen Avraham, why are Noshim making Birchas HaTorah if they have no mitzvah? They have no mitzvah to learn. And for the fact that they're finding out the practicalities, how to keep their mitzvahs, that's not a mitzvah, that's a Heksha mitzvah that should not warrant a bracha. So Pshach says a beautiful teretz. Pshach says, in every mitzvah, besides the mitzvah of doing the mitzvah, when the mitzvah of lulav was given to the Yidden, besides the mitzvah of shaking a lulav, is also nechlal, included in the mitzvah of lulav, is a mitzvah to learn about lulav. Doesn't bring him a kar to this. But he says in Chazon, it works out beautiful. If every mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, is to learn about the mitzvah, so when the Magen Avraham is saying that Noshim are chayiv to learn Torah in their mitzvahs, in the Torah about their mitzvahs, he doesn't just mean as a hechatimsa, a practical ability to keep the mitzvahs you have to learn the Torah. Rather, he means since they're mechayiv in Shabbos and Nida, therefore they're mechayiv to learn about Shabbos and Nida. It's included in the mitzvah of Shabbos and Nida. Therefore, you can make a bracha. You're making a bracha not really on the Torah, rather you're making a bracha on Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Nida. Shabbos and Nida are a mitzvah that's mechayev to learn about it. So I'm being mechayev my mitzvah of Shabbos and Nida by learning about Shabbos and Nida. Therefore, the Magen Avraham holds you allowed to make a bracha, and that's shot in the Mechaber. Rav Shach brings a raya from our Gemara. Since the Gemara says that a guy that learns Torah about his Sheva mitzvahs to two, he gets schar, he's like a kohen gadol. So we have our question, why is he getting schar? He has no mitzvah to learn. He has no mitzvah vishinantam. He only has a mitzvah to do. He has no mitzvah to learn. Must be, Rav Shach says, that since he has a Zayin mitzvah b'nei noach, and in the Zayin mitzvah b'nei noach, in every mitzvah, whether to Yisrael or to a b'nei noach, including the mitzvah is to learn about the mitzvah, it's a chelik of the mitzvah. Therefore, he gets chari, he learns about the mitzvah because he's being mekayim Eivir Menachai. When you learn about Eivir Menachai, you're being mekayim a part of the mitzvah of Eivir Menachai, because part of the mitzvah of Eivir Menachai is to do the mitzvah and to learn about the mitzvah. Now, it's interesting, Rav Shach does not bring any Makar, but I found In the Sefer Ali Be'er on Saita, Saita Daf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, he brings down B'Shem Rabbi Asher David Mei that he found a Gemara. There's a Gemara over there that says the following. It says that in Har Grizim and Har Evel, when they had the brachas and the klalos, so what was going on was the following. Tara Rabbanan, Baruch B'chlal, Baruch B'frat, Ar B'chlal, Ar B'prat, Lumoid Ulalameid, Elishmer V'lasis. Every mitzvah had two brachas, two klalos, so there's four inyanim happening, and each mitzvah also has Lumoid Ulalameid, Elishmer V'lasis. So there was 16, 4 times 4, 16 inyanim going on in each mitzvah, and each mitzvah was repeated 3 times. So you have 48 brisim about each mitzvah of, the Gemara goes on, of all tayak, all 613 mitzvahs have 48 brisim, because it's 2 aras, 2 baruchs, which is 4, and every mitzvah has lomad lamed, lishma velasa, so that's 16, 3 times, 48. So before in the Gemara, that every mitzvah of the 613 has a lomad lamed, lishma velasa. That means besides the mitzvah, one of the 613 is vishinatam. But you see in this Gemara that all 613 mitzvahs have an aspect of the mitzvah, lomad lamed, lishma velasais. It's a part of every mitzvah, chelik of every mitzvah, to learn about it, teach it, to be lishma velasais. So it's mevur, mamash this yisod of Reb Shach. In every mitzvah lies an inyan to learn about the mitzvah. So it's beautiful that Nashim make pirchas Torah, and it's beautiful that Goyim and their Zion mitzvahs are going to get schar for learning the Torah. You can say another pshat based on Reb Aaron, the Mishnah of Reb Aaron, Chelik Dalid, in his first piece. He's bothered by this that we find that a bacher before his bar mitzvah, we find many gemaras that are very machsh of his Torah. The Gemara says the entire world is only mekayim because of the hevel piyim shall tineke shavis rabban. The Torah learnt by tashbar, by young children, keeps the whole world going. So Reb Aaron asks, that's very hard to understand. He's not even mechuyev a mitzvah. It's not even a mitzvah. His Torah is not even a mitzvah. How could we say that the entire world is standing because of the Torah of people that are not even mitzvah on the Torah? So he's mechuyev from that Gemara that the schus that you get for Torah is different than all other mitzvahs. Usually, a mitzvah, if you're mitzvah in it, you get schar. If you're not mitzvah in it, you don't get schar. Torah is different. Torah, be'etzem, the etzem thing that it's Torah, the fact that you're learning Hashem's Torah, that alone, even if it's not a mitzvah, that creates schar. Therefore, even a cotton that has no mitzvah to learn the Torah, the fact that he's learning Hashem's Torah, that brings schar to the world. So it's such an idea, we can say that here also. Even though we know that if a guy shakes lulav and sits in a sukkah, it's a worthless job, and he's getting no schar for that, but when you learn Torah, one could say Torah is different, and Torah brings schar even if there's no mitzvah. So we have two pshatim in the Gemara, that a guy that learns Torah is considered like a Kohen Gadol. Either we say like Reb Shach, that in the Zayin mitzvahs lies an obligation to learn about the mitzvah, therefore it's a chelik of the Zayin mitzvah of the Neyach, therefore they get schar, or we could say that Torah is different than all of the mitzvahs, Torah you get schar even if you have no mitzvah. Now we'll continue with the Gemara further on in the Yomad. We have the Klal of Reb Yosi Reb Chanina. Kol mitzvah shenemra l'bnei Neyach v'nishnis b'sinai l'zeh l'zeh nemra. Any mitzvah that's repeated twice, once before Mount Torah, once after Mount Torah, that mitzvah was given to Bnei Noach and to Bnei Yisrael. But if the mitzvah was only written to Bnei Noach, v'loy nishnas m'sinai, then li Yisrael nemro, v'loy l'Bnei Noach, that was only given for the Bnei Yisrael. Now, in regards to a mitzvah that was said before and after, so we could clear, are we mitzvah in doing the mitzvah based on this that a Bnei Noach was mitzvah? Or today we are not Bnei Noach, we're a new entity called Bnei Yisrael, and we're only mitzvah, machmas this, that we have the mitzvah that was given in Sinai. Now, if you look carefully in the Gemara, before the Gemara brought down the dinner of Yosef Reb Chanina, the Gemara asked, Lomali Lamishni B'Sinai. Once it was written for the Bnei Noach, why do you have to repeat it by Sinai? And we answer like Yosef Reb Chanina. Rashi says, the Gemara's question is, why do you have to repeat it by Sinai? We already know that Bnei Noach are mitzvah, and Rashi's Lashon and Dibri HaMaskel, Lovin L'michtav is, Otu Yisrael Mishum Dekiblu Torah Yatsu Michal Mitzvahs HaRishonos. Why do you have to repeat it? Do you think Bnei Yisrael do not have the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach? So it's clear in Rashi, the Tzad, that every Bnei Yisrael could be mitzvah midin Bnei Noach. The only reason, according to Rashi, we have to repeat it, was not to teach you that Bnei Yisrael are mechuyev, Rather, because if we wouldn't repeat it, then only B'nai Yisrael would be mitzvah, not B'nai Noach. So the only reason we're really repeating it is to teach us that B'nai Noach are mitzvah. But B'nai Yisrael would anyway be mitzvah because B'nai Yisrael are not mufka from being a B'nai Noach. If B'nai Noach is mitzvah, then for sure B'nai Yisrael are mitzvah. However, the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, Chulin, Daf Kuf Amud Beis says, every mitzvah that we have today is because it was given in Sinai, like we have the Gemara in the end of Makkos. All Tariag mitzvahs were given in Sinai. We are not Achroi. We have nothing to do with any mitzvahs that were given before Sinai. Those were given to B'nai Noach. We are not B'nai Noach. We're a new entity called B'nai Yisrael. The question is, how is the Rambam going to understand the Gemara's question? The Gemara that asked, Lamli l'michtav l'B'nai Noach, v'lamli l'mishni b'Sinai, why do you have to repeat it? What's the Gemara's question? Bishlema, if you learn like Rashi, that's how Rashi learns this question. The Gemara is asking, why do you have to repeat it? All B'nai Yisrael have the mitzvahs of B'nai Noach. But if we're to understand like the Rambam, that B'nai Yisrael are a new entity, and they're mufka from the mitzvahs of B'nai Noach, so what's the Gemara's question? Of course you have to repeat it to B'nai Yisrael, because B'nai Yisrael are not B'nai Noach. So how do you know you have the mitzvahs b'chlau? The Mishnah Melech, I found, asked this question, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud, the end of Halacha Zayin, and he says, the Gemara means, why do you have to repeat it in the Pesukim? Of course Hashem had to say it over by Sinai. We have a lot of Halacha L'mashem Sinai's. And everything had to be repeated, all Taryag, all 613 mitzvahs had to be given at Sinai, because B'nai Yisrael are not B'nai Noach, and they would not even have those Zion mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and therefore they had to be repeated. That the Gemara understands. The Gemara's question is, and it's beautiful in the Lashon HaGemara, Lamali l'michtav l'B'nai Noach, v'lamali l'mishni b'Sinai. Why does it have to be written and repeated in the Torah? Why the Torah have to write it? It would have sufficed if Hashem would have told Moshe, like all Halacha Moshe Mishinai's bepiv, why do you need it written? On that we say, the Din of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina has come to teach us that B'nai Noach and B'nai Yisrael Achayv, not only B'nai Yisrael. But the Gemara is not a raya to learn like Rashi that B'nai Yisrael today have all the tzivuyim of B'nai Noach. Now there's a beautiful Turi Eben in Chagiga, and Kipshutai would only makes sense according to Rashi's Havana that all B'nai Yisrael are B'nai Noach and more. If you learn the Rambam, you won't be able to say this teretz of the Turi Eben. The Turi Eben's coming to explain Taisus and Chagiga Daf Beis. Taisus says that a Eved has a mitzvah, has a chiyuv of Pur Revu. So all the Mefarshim ask, Mishnah Malach, the B'nai Yeshua, how could you tell me that a Eved is Mechayv and Pur Revu? A Eved, Eved Kanani, his din is like an Isha. We learn out Lala Me'isha. All the mitzvahs that Nashim have, and Eved has. For example, the mitzvahs of Seisha, Zvan, Gramo, that Nashim don't have, Eved Kanani's don't have. And since the halacha is that Nashim do not have the mitzvah of Pur Revu, the Pasuk says, V'kivshua, only Isha Darkei L'chavsha, he goes and he conquers, he has the mitzvah of Pur Revu. Nashim don't have the mitzvah of Pur Revu. If Eved is hugish to Isha, and Isha don't have the mitzvah of Pur Revu, why doesn't Eved have Pur Revu? This is the Veltz Kasha. Turi Eved says a fascinating chiddush. He says, an Eved Kanani, you're right, he's not Mamash Yisrael, he's only like Noshim, he doesn't have all the mitzvahs. However, we can learn our Pur Revu from the fact that B'nai Noach have Pur Revu. Our Gemara says B'nai Noach have Pur Revu. Now, it was taken away from B'nai Noach at Matan Torah. Matan Torah, we took away the mitzvah Pur Revu and we gave it to the B'nai Yisrael. This is one of the mitzvahs that was not repeated after Sinai, so only B'nai Yisrael have it today. And not B'nai Noach. But before Matan Torah, B'nai Noach had it. Now, Enoch Hanami, Turi Eben says, at Matan Torah, definitely Kedusha was taken away from B'nai Noach and given over to B'nai Yisrael. Only B'nai Yisrael has certain mitzvahs. B'nai Noach do not have those mitzvahs anymore. Mila, Pur Revu, Giranosha, those mitzvahs are not anymore applicable to the B'nai Noach. However, this whole idea that Kedusha is taken away from them is because they're not Yidden. B'nai Yisrael are Yidden. They have the Torah, you don't have the Torah. A Eved, the Torah Eben wants to say, a Eved did not go down in Kedusha. He doesn't lose any Kedusha because he's part of Am Yisrael. A Eved Kanani, who's someone that's part of Am Yisrael, he will not lose his Kedusha at Mount Torah. So he'll remain with all the mitzvahs that he had before Mount Torah. If before Mount Torah, a Eved Kanani, who's Lagar from a Ben Noach, would have the mitzvah Pur Revu, he's not going to lose it by Mount Torah. The only reason Bnei Noach lose it is because we're transferring over all Kedusha to the Am Yisrael. B'nai Noach only remain with seven mitzvahs, all other Kedusha go over to B'nai Yisrael. Eved Kanani, that's part of the Am Yisrael will have all the dinim of Bnei Noach had before Matan Torah, because his Kedusha doesn't get lessened. Therefore, even though we have a rule that an Eved is hookish to Isha and doesn't have more mitzvahs from an Isha, that's all in regards to mitzvahs of Bnei Yisrael. Mitzvahs of Bnei Yisrael, Eved doesn't have anything more than Isha. But mitzvahs that you're going to give an Eved Kenani because he's loygar from a Ben Noach, and only Ben Noach loses it, but Eved Kenani is not going to lose it. We don't have to learn that out from Bnei Yisrael and from Noshim. He has it, because why shouldn't he have it? If every Ben Noach has his mitzvah, and Eved is like a Ben Noach that didn't lose his Kedusha, why shouldn't he have his mitzvah? Only other mitzvahs that we're trying to figure out, are you like Yisrael, and you want to get a mitzvah of, let's say, Lulav, because you like Bnei Yisrael, then we say you don't have the mitzvah of Lulav, because you learned out from an Isha, Lulav me Isha, and Isha doesn't have it, so you don't have it. But mitzvahs that you're not learning out from Bnei Yisrael, rather you're getting it from Ben Noach, there's no reason that you shouldn't have that mitzvah also. This is the Ga'inish HaTeretz of the Turi Evan for Taizen and Chagiga. Kipshutai, according to the Rambam, wouldn't be a good answer, because according to the Rambam, any mitzvah that we have today, is because we were given it at Sinai and not because of Bnei Noach. We can never use a mitzvah today and say, oh, we're a Bnei Noach and more. The Rambam says, no, we don't say that. Rather, we say we're a new entity called Bnei Yisrael, and Eved Kenani L'chaira, one could argue, but Pashtus, he's also a new entity. He's not a Bnei Noach. Now that there's an idea called Judaism, and he's part of the Am Yisrael, so he's not a Bnei Noach, so he wouldn't have any mitzvahs mitzad this that he's a Bnei Noach. This whole Teretz would only apply according to Rashi that says every one of Bnei Yisrael has the status of being a Bnei Noach and more. So then we could say that Eved Kenani is also a Bnei Noach and more. And this, that he's Chayim Peru Rabu, is not because he's a Bnei Yisrael, rather because he's a Bnei Noach. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, how are we supposed to understand this halacha of Rabbi Yisrael Bechanina, that any mitzvah given to Bnei Noach and not repeated in Sinai was only given to Yisrael and not Bnei Noach? Adarabba. The Gemara asks that at first glance it would seem the opposite. If it was only said for Bnei Noach and not for Bnei Yisrael, it would seem that only Bnei Noach have the mitzvah and not Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara says a famous rule, we cannot have a mitzvah that's more chomer, more strict by a guy than a yid. Yisrael is mutter and an akum should be aser. The Gemara asks, very pachas misharaputa. Lesser the Sharaputa, if a guy steals his chayiv misa, if a Ben Noach steals it, and if Yisrael steals it, he's potter. The Gemara says, no, hasam yishun de la b'nei mechila nenu. That's not really a strictness that we're having by a guy more than a Yisrael. Rather, that when a guy steals from another guy, he's not meichel, therefore there's gzela, therefore he's chayiv misa. But when Yisrael steals from another Yisrael, there's a mechila, and therefore you're not chayiv. The Lech Mishnah asks his famous question from this Gemara on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in the beginning of Hilchas Gzela that it's usher to steal a Shavaputa, and even less than a Shavaputa. The Magen Mishnah says it goes under the guidelines of Chati Shir, but it's usher to steal less than a Shavaputa. It's the Chiddush of the Rambam, not really Niska, not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. But the Lech Mishnah asks, I have a Gemara not like you. How could you, the Rambam, say that when you steal less than a Shavaputa, you're getting an Aveiro? The Gemara says, Lekha Midim, there's no thing that for Yisrael is Mutter and for a guy is Aser. And then they ask, what do I mean, a Sharaputa? So it's Mavur in the Gemara that a Sharaputa is Mutter by Yisrael. If Sharaputa is Aser by Yisrael, what's the Gemara's Kasha from Pachas and Sharaputa? So the Adrama attempts to say a very simple answer. Our Gemara doesn't mean from the Isser to steal. Because the Rambam is right. There's an Isser to steal less than Sharaputa, Chati Shir. It's Usser for Yisrael to steal and Usser for Ben Noach to steal. The Gemara would not have a Kasha from the Maisa Gzela of Pachas Misharaputa. The Gemara is asking on the Chi of Hashava, now that you stole less than Sharaputa, facts are, by Bnei Yisrael, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to give it back. You're totally Potter. You weren't allowed to steal it, but now that you stole it, you don't have to do anything. And by Akusi, by Ben Noach, you have to give it back. So the Gemara is asking, how could you say lekamidi, that for Yisrael is mutter, and for a guy is aser? What do you mean? Now that you stole it, the halacha is by Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it, and by Ben Noach, you have to give it back. The Rama attempts this answer, and he says, no, because it's not true. There's no chiv hashava by Ben Noach either. So you can't tell me our Gemara is not talking about the Maisik Zelo. Rather, it's talking about the chiv hashava, and we're saying that a Ben Noach has a chiv hashava. The Rama says, there's no such thing. There's no chiv hashava by Ben Noach. And the Gain brought this down earlier this year. He, Lamaisa, says his terrorist that this Gemara is talking about the Chiyav HaShava, and the guy has a Chiyav HaShava. And al titnalze, it's not a big deal. The goyin's chiddush to say that the goy is a chiyuv hashava because really machloek is Rashi and Tosfos and Erevin daf samach beis and aleph Tosfos and Mavur. There is a chiyuv hashava by a goy, which is really a question that all the achrenim grapple with. There's no pasuk of a heishiv zeilo in regards to benayach. Benayach have a list of mitzvahs brought down enough to involve, and it's not one of the mitzvahs. So there's no mitzvah of hashava zeilo by a goy. How could Tosfos say that there's a mitzvah shavas gzela by a goy? So we said the stipler, Simchav Dalet, says two pshatim. Either he says that it's included in dinim. Dinim are all halachas about mamonis. You're not allowed to withhold wages from your worker. You're not allowed to cheat your worker. And also you have to give him back anything you steal from him. It's a svar that this will be included in dinim. So enech anami, you don't really have the pasuk of a heshev gzela, but you would have a chiv to return it based on the laws of dinim. So our Gemara is asking, you use the Raman Yad Raman's teretz now based on the stipler and the teretz in Erevin. And we're asking, by Yisrael you have no chiv to return it, and by Goy you have a chiv to return it. Not really because of Hashava, but because of Dinim. Stipler says another pshat that it's really including Gezel. Gezel is don't do the Mais Gzela, and every second that you're holding onto it, that's continuing the Gzela. So you have to give it back, not because of the mitzvah of Hashava per se, but rather to stop yourself from having the Gezel. But whatever it is, the Sai was explaining that according to Tosfos, there is a Chiyuv HaShava, so we could keep the teretz of the Yad Rama. It would be a beautiful teretz of Lachem Mishnah's Kasha. The Avi Gemara is not talking about the Ma'is Gzela because that's Aser even by Yisrael. The Gemara still has a Kasha from Haripach and Sharaputa on the Chiyuv HaShava because a Ben Noach has a Chiyuv HaShava and Ben Yisrael does not have a Chiyuv HaShava. Now, continuing on this topic of Lech Abidin Le Yisrael, Shari, Tosfos asks from Ubrin. Tosfos asks that a Uber, an Oivik Yichavim is Chayiv if he kills an Uber. And Yisrael is potter. Yisrael goes over to a pregnant lady and knocks out the uber. The halach is by Yisrael, you potter, by an avichav mi'chayv. So what happened to the klal? Like a midim, the Yisrael shari, and avichav mi'chayv mis on it. So his answer is, because avichav the potter, mikomakam shari, even though Yisrael is not chayv misa for killing an uber, but he's not allowed to do it. So really, it's very soft sometimes. It doesn't make any makairis for these halachas. It's a big tumult. Big controversy, where exactly does these halachas come from? There's coming out two halachas from Tosfos. First of all, a Yisrael that kills a Uber is not Chayav Misa. Second of all, he says that even though you're not Chayav Misa, it's Aser. So the first question we have to figure out is, if we're so confident, and we had a pasuk earlier, that Oiv Yichavim, a Ben Noach, that kills an Uber is Chayav Misa, how do we know that a Ben Yisrael is not Chayav Misa? This was actually asked by Rabbi Shaya Pick to the Neid Behuda, Tanina, Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Nontes. He asks his kasha, how do we know that there's an Isser loy sirzach by Yisrael, and there's an Isser don't kill by Ben Noach? If there's a riboy by Ben Noach for having Uber, why wouldn't we learn out Ben Yisrael from a Ben Noach? This might be totally dependent on the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam we said earlier, if every Ben Yisrael is a Ben Noach and more, or a Ben Yisrael is a total new entity and you don't learn out any halachas. But this is Rabbi Shaya picks kasha to the Nevi Yudah. Maybe this is a very hard teretz to understand. But I saw a simple teretz from the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah, after involvement base, says there's a whole parash in the Torah about the chiyuv dmei vladis. If you hit a pregnant lady, so the whole pasuk, who do you pay the dmei vladis to? The value of the vladis, who do you pay it to? Pasuk says you pay it to the Baal Isha, you pay it to the father of these vladis. The Yad Ramah says, why are you paying anything? If you're mechiyuv misa for killing the uber, you should have the regular halacha of kamlei ramine. Because that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, if you kill the lady, you have kamlei ramine. If you don't kill the lady, you only kill the uber, then you pay money for the uber. Yad Ramah says, what happened to kamlei ramine? If you're mechuyev misa for killing the uber, you should have kamlei ramine mitzad the uber. It's mucha from the pasuk. Black and white raya, pasuk and chumash. A black and white raya, there's no kamlei ramine, there's no chuyev misa on killing an uber. It's really a pelon on Nabi Huda. Maybe he didn't have the sefer Yad Ramah, but this raya seems to be foolproof. Now that explains why there's no misa. Now the question is, what exactly is the isser? If an uber is not considered a nefesh to have the isser of leitzirzach of killing a full-fledged soul because he's only an uber, so who said it's aser bechlau? So there's really two mahalchim in the daily apayiskim, the marit, and Simon Sadi Aleph holds it including chavala, just like you're not allowed to wound a person, you're not allowed to wound. It's not considered hariga, but it's leigar from leyosef, you're not allowed to give someone a wound. So this uber is getting a wound, that's an Isser of Chavala. And he seems to understand that even if you're not considered a nefesh per se, but this, that you gave someone a chavalah, he's a Yisrael and gave him a chavalah, that's enough to be over to lav. The Chavis Yair, Simon Lamed Ches, has a wild shot. He says, it's Haitzah Zera Levatala. Because the Zera created this Uber. If you kill the Uber, you're like being Gairim, causing that the Zera is going Levatala, and that alone is the Issim. Now there's a big clear from the Minchas Chinuch. What exactly is this Chiyuv to kill an Uber by a Benoyach? Is Pshat, that is a Chiddush, in the Pasuk that we mentioned from Naftan Vav, is a Chiddush HaKra, that he's considered a Nefesh, even though in the world of Bnei Yisrael he's not considered a soul, and you're not Chayav Nisa, but in the world of Benoyach he's considered a Nefesh, or, even though he's not a Nefesh, you're still Mechayav Misa. Just like if you eat Eber Menachayim Mechayav Misa, so too you're Mechayav Misa if you kill an Uber, even though he's not a Nefesh. The Zeres Kosef is that even though he's not a Nefesh, he's still Mechayav Misa. The Nafkin would be if a Uber is harming the mother. So we usually have a rule, you don't kill one Nefesh to save another Nefesh. So by Bnei Yisrael we know, Tais brings down the Gemara, the Ayin Beis and the Beis, since an Uber is not a Nefesh, does not have a Chayav Misa, therefore if an Uber is affecting, is being raided for the mother, he's causing the mother to die, so you're going to kill the Uber. What would be the halacha in regards to Benayach? By Benayach, are you allowed to kill the Uber to save the mother? And this would be a nafkamina, Menachas Chinuch says. Menachas Chinuch is in Mitzvah Reish Sadi Vav. This would be a nafkamina in the two stadim. If he's considered a nefesh, so then we have a rule. You don't kill one nefesh to save another nefesh. My chazes. But if he's not a nefesh, it just exerts a custom that even though he's not a nefesh, you're not allowed to kill him. Then in the case that there is a nefesh on the line, and this Uber is creating a danger for the mother, so that's always halacha for Bikuach Nefesh, you can be doicher another mitzvah. So there's a Bikuach Nefesh saving the mother's life on the line. This Uber is not a Nefesh, it's just an Avera. So always the rule is, you can be doicher any one of the Averas to save a Nefesh. So therefore, you would be allowed to kill the Uber and be over on the Isser of killing an Uber to save a Nefesh. And the Minchas Chinuch says that Shuvra Isi, that really Taisis is Suffolk, our Taisis ends off. That Efshah, Afilo Oiv Yicham Shor, even by a guy, you'll be mutter to kill the Uber to save the mother. That seems to be Mesupik, and this halacha, is it mutter to kill an Uber to save the mother? And the Havana would be, these two stadim, is Pshat, that he's a Nefesh, and therefore you're not allowed to kill him? And the Chiddush is that in regards to Ben Noach, he's a Nefesh, even though in regards to Ben Yisrael, he's not a Nefesh? Or the Chiddush is, even though he's not a Nefesh, he's still not allowed to kill him. That's how the Mechas Chinuch explains Taisis is Suffolk. Now we'll go to the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara says, on one side, that the mitzvah of Milah was not given to Bnei Noach. It was only given to Avram. But not all Bnei Noach. The Gemara asks, if it was given to Avram, then it shouldn't only be by the Yidden. It shouldn't only be by Yitzchak and Yaakov. It should be also by Ishmael and Esav. The Gemara says, no. By Ishmael, we say there's no mitzvah of Milah because only Yitzchak is considered Avram's son. Kibi Yitzchak Yichal Chazara. And Esav is not included, even though he's the son of Yitzchak, because be Yitzchak loy call Yitzchak. Then the Gemara asked, Elamiyato b'nei Keturah loy l'chayvu. Avram Avinu's children from Keturah should not have the mitzvah of Milah. And we know they do have the mitzvah of Milah. Gemara's asking, if you're telling me b'nei Ishmael are excluded, because Kibi Yitzchak tells us only Yitzchak continues the lineage of Avram, and all other children are not continuing his lineage, and therefore there's no mitzvah of Milah by Bnei Yishmael. Why is there a mitzvah of Milah by Bnei Keturah? The Gemara brings a Riva, a Pasuk, as Brisi Hafer L'Rabbis Bnei Keturah, that they do have the mitzvah of Milah. Now what exactly does it mean that Bnei Keturah have the mitzvah of Milah? The big machloek is Rishayim. Rashi says Bnei Keturah have the mitzvah, Oyston Shisha Shanoldu, L'Avram. Those six children that Avram personally had, Hein Atzman L'Lechayvu, they shouldn't have the Chiv. The Gemara answers, L'Rabbis Bnei Keturah, Oyston Shisha L'Vadam. Those six children have the mitzvah Milah v'loyla zara, but not their children. Avram, Nistav, L'chol, Noidim, Loy. Avram and Yitzchak, they have it for all their children also. But Keturah, the Bnei Keturah themselves, have the mitzvah, but not the future generations. So the Rashi is clear that Bnei Keturah only have the chiyuv in that generation. Future generations of Bnei Keturah, let's say Bizman Azeh, do not have any mitzvah of Milah. However, the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud, Halacha Ches, argues, and he says, even today, If someone knows, if a guy knows that he's from Bnei Keturah, he has a chiyuv mila. Mila was given to Avram, not Yishmael, not Esau, but Avram, Yitzchak, and Keturah. All Bnei Keturah are chayiv and mila. That's the Rambam's psak. Now, the Rambam does mention that they got mixed up. The Bnei Keturah got mixed in with the Bnei Yishmael. So there's a mixture of Bnei Keturah and Bnei Yishmael. So the Rambam says, on a practical level, all mechuyev misafik. It's a safik deraisa. If there's a mitzvah deraisa to do mila, and you're not sure if you're a Bnei Keturah or Bnei Yishmael, so all of them should do mila. Mechas Chinuch, the mitzvah beis, Ayisid beis, brings down a fascinating discussion in Gedalei Achreinim and the practicality of this Rambam. Shagis Aryeh, the Mechas Chinuch brings down, Shagis Aryeh is in Simon Nem Test, asks, there's a Gemara in Brachos that there's a Bilbul Umayis, Sancheiruv came and he mixed around all the Umayis. So nobody really is sure which Umay you're from. Therefore, the Shagis Aryeh asks, how could the Rambam paskin that the Bnei Keturah and the Bnei Yishmael, that the halacha is they have to mila misafik? Why don't we have a Raiv? Raiv Goyim are not Bnei Keturah, not Bnei Yishmael. So Raiv Goyim are not Mechuyev Mila. And even if you think you're Bnei Keturah and you think you're Bnei Yishmael, we have a Gemara that there's a Bilbul Umayis. No one really knows where they're from. So if no one really knows where they're from, even if you think you're Bnei Keturah, Raiv would dictate you're not Bnei Keturah, so you should have a halach of halach ha-raiv, and you have a right to assume you're not from Bnei Keturah, and you shouldn't have to do a mila. So Shagis Aryeh doesn't understand how could the Rambam paskin that Bnei Keturah, and among them Bnei Yishmael, because they're not sure if they're Bnei Keturah, how could they be mechuyev to do mila if Raiv ha-ilam is not Bnei Keturah, and you're mixed up, because Bilbul Umayis, every Bnei Keturah is mixed up with all the Goyim, you should have a raiv saying you're potter. The Nabi Yehuda, Mechas Chinuch brings him down. He's an Ebene Ezer, Simon Membeis. He says he doesn't understand the Shagis Aryeh's kasha. Einach Hanamin is a Rav. Rav is a halacha, achi ram lahatis. It's a pasuk of Rav. Without the pasuk, we wouldn't say you go after Rav. We would say, even if you only have 1% chance, you have to be machmir. Goyim don't have a pasuk of Rav. Rav was given to Bnei Yisrael. If you're a Ben Noach, if you have it sad, you're a Ben Keturah. Einach Hanamin, 99% of the people in the world are not Bnei Keturah. And there's a Bilbul Umayis, and you're living with people, and you don't know who you are, and all your father's father is mixed up, and no Goyim, we never assume a guy knows who he is, but you definitely have a chance you're Ben Noach, you're a Bnei Keturah, and you don't have a right to go after Rav. So, Nayyud is really matmi on the Shagis Aryeh. What type of kasha is this? That the Rambam should be matir and pater Bnei Keturah for Milo, because you have a Rav that are not Bnei Keturah. Nayyud says, Rav was never given to Goyim. Now the Mechas Chinuch is my Tmiyah on the Nei Yehuda's Tmiyah on the Shagis Aryeh. Mechas Chinuch says, I don't know what you mean. If you know you the whole, that there's no Rav, then Adarabba, every guy should have to do Mila. What's the Nei Yehuda answering? That the reason why the Rambam says Bnei Keturah and Chayev, and they don't have a right to go after Rav, is because the Rav was never given to Goyim. Adarabba, the Mechas Chinuch says, if Rav was never given to Goyim, that means they have no right to go after Rav, so every guy in the world should have to do Mila, even if you're not Bnei Keturah. So the Rambam is even more shver. The Rambam says only Bnei Keturah, and maybe Bnei Yishmael that are mixed up with the Bnei Keturah. Amar Chayev Mila. But if the Nei Yehuda is right, that the idea of Rav was never given to Bnei Noach, so every guy in the world should be nervous that maybe you're Bnei Keturah. So Kipshuta the Shagis Aryeh seem to have been asking that everyone should be potter. That was Shagis Aryeh's kasha. You should be part, you have a Rav. The Nabi Yehuda is answering, there's no such thing as Rav. So Mechas Chinuch is asking on the Yehuda, really, Mamanashach, if they have Rav, so then they're potter. If they don't have Rav, then not only Bnei Keturah, but the entire world should be Mechayev, because maybe you're from the Bnei Keturah. So if I may, I just want to attempt maybe an answer for this tremendous question from Mechas Chinuch. We could say the whole rule of Rav is only when you have a suffix. L'moshul, there's a shayla, if you see in the distance on Shabbos, you see someone killing someone else. You don't know who's being murdered. He's being beaten up. So it's b'kuch nefesh. So are you allowed to call the police and mechal Shabbos to save this person? So let's say it's a town that's 99% goyim and 1% yidden. The chances are he's a goy. So kipshut that halacha is that you shouldn't call. What's the chances that he's a yid? Now the question is, what do you mean, what's the chances that he's not a yid? Lamaisa, he might be a yid. There's a 1% chance he might be a yid. And we have a rule, the Gemara in Yuma, and we pass it like that, ein holchin b'nefashas achar Rav. When there's a life on the line, you don't go after Rav. So why would the halacha be that if you have no reason to assume he's a yid, that you don't call the police and Hatzalah? Why don't you call? Maybe he's a yid.
So Kipshuta, the answer is, you only say the rule of Ein Holchin B'Roiv B'Nefashis if you have at least a Suffolk. You have to have a reasonable doubt. There's a Suffolk on the table. Maybe he's a Yid, maybe he's a Goy. If you have a Suffolk, if he's a Yid or a Goy, then we have a rule, you don't use the rules of Roiv. But if you have no reason to even doubt that he might be a Yid, then you're talking, you don't have the rules of Ein Holchin Mamon Acharoiv, Ein Holchin B'Nefashis Acharoiv. Another case at point would be, the famous question, how could you ever get a Goy? You're not going to, on your neighbor's door, to do a Amir La'akum. To get him to help you to do, you do it Derech Remiza. In a case that's Mutter, Amir La'akum, so you go to your neighbor and you knock on his door and you ask him to come. Now, there is a chance that every guy is a Yid. You don't know his mother's mother's mother, if she was a Yid or a guy. So maybe he's a Yid. Now, 99% chance that he's a guy. But we have a rule, Kavua is Nechsa Machsa. So if he's at home and you're knocking on the door, he's not a Parish, he's a Kavua. So he's a 50% chance that he's a Yid. 50% chance he's a guy. So how are you allowed to use a guy to do an iser? And even if you tell me Safi Darbon Lekula, but you're not allowed to go, there's a shach in your day, you're not allowed to go ahead and do a Safi Darbon. If you did a Safi Darbon, you don't have to do it again. But if you're talking, you're not allowed to go ahead and do Safi Darbon. So how could you go and knock on a door to get a guy? The answer is this, you say. If you don't have a Safi, then you don't use the rules of Kfuah, and you don't use the rules of Ein Holchin B'Nefashis Achar Raiv. Those are all rules when you have a Suffolk, and usually Raiv tells you the halacha. So certain cases, you don't go after Raiv, like by Kfuah, like by Nefashis. But if you don't even have a Suffolk, you don't have these rules. So too, in our case, we can ask the Michas Chimas Kasha, if you have a person that has no reason to believe he's from the B'nai Keturah, you're not going to say, oh, if there's no Raiv to Gayim, you have to be worried maybe you're B'nai Keturah, and therefore, you should have to do milah. We're not going to say that halacha. Rather, what we're going to say is, if you have no idea who you are, you don't have to do milah. Only someone that thinks he has a tradition that he's a B'nai Keturah, then we'll say, since you have in your family a reasonable doubt that you're B'nai Keturah, so even though there's a big chance, Bubul Umayis, that there's a raiv against you saying that you're not B'nai Keturah, which was the kasha of the Shagas Ayeh, there's a raiv chance that you're not mechiv, but you think you're B'nai Keturah, the Rambam says, you mechiv to do the milah. Shagas Ayeh asked, Ayeh have a raiv. On that we have a teretz from Leid Yehuda, that there's no raiv by a guy. No raiv by a guy says that if you think you're B'nai Keturah, you can't use the raiv that says you're not B'nai Keturah to part yourself from milah. But the Mechas Chinuch asked, what do you mean? Every guy, every person might be a Ben Keturah, so every guy in the world should have to do milah. And that will say, there's no even latest HaSafik. There's no reason for us to assume that you're from B'nai Keturah. There's no reason for us to assume anything. So even if we're not going to use the rules of Ein Holchin B'Acharoi by a guy to play a role over here. Only when you have a latest HaSafik, then there's rules. You go after Roy. In certain cases, you don't go after Roy. But if you have no reason to have a reasonable doubt that he's from B'nai Keturah, he won't be mechiv. So the Rambam will be very good. The Rambam is asking me, anyone that thinks he's from B'nai Keturah, or the Rambam adds on, if you're with B'nai Yishmael, they got mixed up together. So there's a reasonable doubt that you might be B'nai Keturah. So then we can say, even if there's a raiv that you're not B'nai Keturah, you can't use a raiv by a guy. That's only if you think you're a B'nai Keturah. If you don't even think you're a B'nai Keturah, you're not going to be mechiv.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.